Your brother broke a rib. What was he trying to do? Make himself a wife? What? It gets very lonely here. I don't know why he's speaking like a fucking vampire, but he was. How did you break the rib? Are you drowning? What the fuck was that? You broke your rib. What happened, sir? His girlfriend kicked him in bed. I think you might be doing it wrong, sir. I mean, as sexual injuries go, a broken rib. The fuck is... How fat's your girlfriend? Have you got a photo? Is it an aerial shot? Do you have to roll her in flour and look for the wet patch? Oh.
You're balding.
I'm balding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, sir, there's so much to talk about here. What's going on with the sunglasses?
I got them.
You've got them. Hello. Are you filming this?
I just got them.
You just got them?
Yeah, in the mail.
You just got them in the mail?
Yeah.
Right before this, you got them in the mail?
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. So you're saying you got some posts today? There's been a small mix-up. I couldn't give a fuck, mate. What are you talking about? Where the fuck are you? Okay, you're also wearing a, what I describe as a wife-beater vest. Despite being sort of tubby. It's almost like you've seen some guys online who are fucking ripped in one of those and you've gone, I could definitely carry that off. I'm here to disabuse you of that notion. You, my friend, what's your name?
Johannes,
you are an A cup. You have... Yeah. It's best that you hear it from me. I can't believe your friends haven't told you. You have itty bitty titties. And that would not be a problem were you a lady, but I imagine you identify as a man. Okay. What you need to do is get a shirt in the post and fucking put it on, Johannes. Harsh but fair. Oh, bless him. I feel bad now. What do you do, Johannes?
I go to school.
You go to school?
Yeah.
They're sort of wasting their time, aren't they? That's... They're pissing in the wind. You're a trainee electrician?
Yeah.
Right, because they've obviously thought that's a dangerous job. And they're trying to nudge natural selection along, are they? Yeah. Don't touch that and that at the same time, or you'll die, Johannes. Or do.
I'm surprised that you filled this venue up when Justin Timberlake is
in town. You're surprised I filled this venue up when Justin Timberlake is in town? Well, he's not as funny as me. Not. Is he in town? Is he doing a gig?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it'd be fun. I think you've made the right decision. Not that I'm not dissing Justin Timberlake. He's great. I like both of his songs. I imagine someone is standing there now in a field going, go on, play the other one. What does he do for the encore? Do you want more? Have you got more? I'm sure he has a rich and wonderful back catalogue.
What do you look like a Muppet?
Okay. Great. Now, say it forwards. What, sorry?
Why do you look like a Muppet?
Why do I look like a Muppet? I guess we all have different gifts, sir. I look like a Muppet, but you can do the voice of a Muppet. So there's that. Bizarrely self-confident for a man that talked like this. Wait, you look like a Muppet, eh? It's like there's a rush to get the words out. Wait, you look like a Muppet, eh?
Trump, Putin, and you in Vegas.
Trump, Putin, and me in Vegas. I'd watch it if it was on. Well, I'm not quite sure what to do with that. I mean, I think I'd probably take him to a buffet. It's no use trying to get them to agree on what we're getting to eat. I think we just all go together, pick out prostitutes. Yes. This is an excellent idea. Me, Trump and Putin in Vegas, we get some prostitutes. Me and Putin do a little side arrangement. Get the prostitutes to urinate on Trump. Say. And then I guess your mum goes back to see you. Too easy. You had something at the back there, sir. What was it? Are you trying to start a sing song? Because I'm not from here. I don't know this one. You know, What's it? Is it by Justin Timberlake? Is it? Oh yeah, sure. Oh, that's what you're doing. You're bringing sexy back. Sorry, he just said, damn right. Yeah. Oh, marvellous. I didn't get any of that. Did I ever perform in whose pub?
Would you ever perform in Jeremy Clarkson's pub?
Would I have performed in Jeremy Clarkson's pub?
Would you ever?
Would I ever? Yeah. I'm very good mates with Jeremy. We're friends. So, yeah, sure. I see him a lot. He's lovely. I used to go on that show. I used to love that show when they used to do it Top Gear. Fucking great. Have I tried what?
His Lamborghini.
He's what, the new tractor? I prefer a John Deere. It's like if we're talking about our favourite fucking tractors, which feels like a very Trondheim conversation. What's your favourite tractor? You ever fucked your sister? It's good, yeah? I haven't got a sister, but my brother has little tiny boobs. He's kind of the same.
How do I kill a kid who's bullying my son?
Excellent question. How old is your son?
11.
11? That's a tough age to be, I would say. I would say that, I don't know, speaking as a parent, right? I feel bad that your son's being bullied, but you cannot helicopter parent. You can't pave the jungle. you can just teach them to get through it. And I think, yeah, it's a very tough thing. I think on the upside, your kid is being bullied. Yeah, that's terrible. I imagine heartbreaking for you. It's a hard thing to watch your boy go through. But at least he's not the fucking bully. You know, if you think about, you know, schools now, the schools proudly proclaim. Chris Rock made this point, like, if there's no bullies in the school, they're only doing half the fucking job. I hope they're all right. What's going on? What are they teasing him about? It's not moves, is it?
His disabled brother.
His disabled brother? Well, they should be bullying the disabled brother. Fucking crazy. These bullies are fucking idiots. Tell them from me. I'm relieved you said that. I thought you were going to say man boobs and I was going to apologize. I was going to apologize to your boy. Well, he must know that they're fucking idiots, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's, I don't know. Fuck it. It'll be, like, look. Tell him from me, I don't know whether he's a fan of mine or whether he watches any of my stuff, but tell him from me, I said, you can't have an easy life and a great character. Can't have both. And it'll make him stronger and better and more compassionate in the future. That's good. It'll give him empathy. There's gifts to all of these things. There's always a silver lining to this stuff, but I hope you're all right as well. It's fucking tough, I would imagine. I'm going to bully him less. I'm not going to fully stop, but less. And what's your disabled son got? What's he working with?
He's got autism and mental disability.
Autism and some other... Yeah, okay. No, I've done my autism joke. So. I'm out. Damn it. Well, thank you for being here. And, yeah, give your son my regards. But, you know, I don't think it reflects on him that, you know, sometimes people are cunts. Right. Good luck. We wish you well. Have you ever tried the tobacco form of snooze? If not, will you try one? I can give you one. Who have we got from the tobacco lobby? You've got some snooze? No, I've tried the snooze. I would say it was remarkable how quickly I got a fucking migraine. The story is you just pop it in your mouth and you get the migraine straight away, and then in 20 years your teeth fall out, you get cancer. It's not a fucking sales pitch, is it? What does it do for you? Why do you take it?
Calms me down.
It calms you down. The stimulant nicotine calms you down. Right. You sit on your ass all day? Well, that explains your physique. What? He fucking knows. He's no stranger. He's taking them on there. I need to calm down. You know, you're not meant to swallow them. Well, I have it to you. Is that, that's where you want the cancer, is it? Right in the fucking front and center. Yeah. Great. Is everyone doing the schnooze here?
Yeah.
Why, you fucking idiots? What the fuck? What the fuck are you thinking?
Perhaps you are the idiot.
Yes, perhaps you are the idiot. Yes, maybe you're the idiot not putting the cancer sachet in your mouth.
Maybe. Tobias and Monica, pa forster rad. More oxen par forste, look at Vlelt, Semin, Monica Blair 40, Ur Irk, Hip hurrah. You didn't say, what does it mean?
It says Tobias and Monica's on first row, mother and son on first night out. Monica's turning 40 in a couple of weeks.
You're turning 40 in a couple of weeks? Oh, well, you look very good on it. What's your name, sir?
Tobias.
Oh, Tobias, hi. Oh, obviously, yeah. Don't be cheeky. I might be your new dad. Say, your mum looks very fit, your mum. And I am notoriously a motherfucker. Happy birthday, Monica. Good luck. All right. Are there any lesbians in? Of course not. Comedy show. Well, of course, Christ. No, I mean, if you're not, someone needs to tell your hairdresser. Jesus. And is this your partner?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. What do you do?
I'm a chimney sweep.
You're a what?
Chimney sweep.
You're a chimney sweep? Yeah. Sorry, I just checked. What year is it? How fucking weird is Trondheim?
Yeah, we don't mind the lesbians, but we send them up the chimney.
Don't call it her chimney. That's crazy. Oh, you love your job, you're a chimney sweep. Well, this is fucking terrific. And what about the pretty one? What do you do? What, sorry? You're a nurse in surgery. Of course, you fucking are. You little hero. Hang on, I've got to check in here. You clapping, are you sort of do that, clapping? Is that a thing? What's...
Sorry, I'm a sign language interpreter.
You're a sign language interpreter? Well, fucking excellent. And you clap like this, like with jazz hands. Like it's the 1930s. How is the sign language here? Is it different from sign language in the UK? It is. Okay, I'm going to do a little test here because sometimes sign language is racist. Let's see. We'll see. Okay, so could you translate for me now? Yeah, you could. There's a little thing called peer pressure. Come on, fucking get involved. What is the sign language for Chinese guy? Chinese. Yeah, what's Chinese? That's the bullshit. It's exactly what you think it is. Exactly what you think it is. What's blowjob? It's what? Mate, she's doing that wrong. Well, what's sex then? If that's blowjob, what's sex? That is sex. Or that. What about is anal that? What about if there's... You don't know what anal is? Well, buy her a fucking couple of drinks, man. Loosen her up. Huh? How did you get into being a sign language interpreter? That's a great... He just told you to shut the fuck up so many times, you went... She took the hint and went, okay, well... How did you get into it?
Coincidence.
That cannot be the reason. What?
Yeah, I promise. I love language, so my mother used to do some kind of sign language, and then I was like, okay, I'll
It is a fascinating story. No, the story of sign languages. It was invented mainly in San Francisco, in America, and it was a group of deaf people. So you know sign language isn't a translation of your language. It's a totally separate language. It's an entirely different thing. There's a comedian I want to recommend to you called Moshe Kasher. You ever heard of Moshe Kasher? Moshe Kasher is like, he's a Jewish guy, kind of hipster looking, amazing American comic. Both his parents are profoundly deaf. So he grew up speaking sign language, but the story of it is fucking amazing in his book. Moshe Kasher, check it out. Sorry, that wasn't that funny, but it's interesting. Oh, this guy's on a fucking promise here.